Welcome to the Financial Wisdom Podcast Series. Take control of your financial future. Financial Wisdom Podcast, filling out the paperwork for your first job. In this session, we are going to review some of the issues and paperwork you will encounter when you start a new job. After the interview, salary negotiation, and getting hired, you will probably go to the Human Resources Department or see the business manager to handle some of the financial details of your job. Here are some of the things you will probably face. Let's start with some of the tax issues. Unless you are hired as an independent contractor, every paycheck will have federal, state, and potentially city income tax withheld. By having tax withheld, you won't have to pay everything all at once when you file your tax return. To determine the amount your employer will withhold, you will have to complete the IRS Form W-4. On this form, you will be asked how many exemptions you want to claim. The greater the number of exemptions, the smaller amount of tax that will be withheld from your paychecks. Unless there is something special about your income tax situation, you will probably just want to claim one exemption for yourself. Some states have similar forms. In addition to income tax withholding, your wages are subject to Social Security and Medicare taxes that are withheld from your wages. If you are an independent contractor or self-employed, you are responsible for both amounts. Now, on to a couple of other important issues. Most employers offer direct deposit for your paychecks. It is a good idea to enroll for this convenience. Instead of getting your paycheck, you can have your funds go directly into your checking account. This saves the time of going to your financial institution, waiting in line, and making the deposit. It is also safer and gets your money working for you even faster. If your employer has a retirement plan, like a 401k, be sure to enroll and participate. That way, you will be setting aside some funds from each paycheck. You will probably have the ability to decide how much you want to contribute and how you want your funds invested. Contribute as much as you can and still be comfortable. Your plan may also have a provision where the employer matches some or all of your contribution. Be sure to understand the details and try to contribute enough to get the entire match. Ask about your investment options and try to diversify into a few different options. Many employers also offer health insurance, life insurance, and disability insurance. These policies are usually much cheaper than what you could get buying them as an individual. Health insurance is almost always a must, and the others may be attractive if you need them. In summary, plan to spend some time evaluating your options and completing the paperwork. Ask questions about anything you do not understand, and if your situation changes, go back, ask more questions, and make whatever changes are needed. Handling these issues may take some time, and they will reduce what you have to spend out of each paycheck, but they are very important. Join us again for another Financial Wisdom podcast. And as always, thanks for listening.